won't.
Why y'all scared to be different?
Say I won't.
Why y'all scared to be different?
Say I won't.
We them outsiders, that's just how we living.
Say I won't.
And I bet I will. You can
say I won't.
City as a B.I.G. Wanna serve these bars, got C.I.D. Now I'm on a radar where B.I.B. Was a slave for the cause, then we got free. Used to only wanna pull up in a black sport. Just a white man excelling in a black sport. Now I'm really doing pull-ups. Got a honeymoon for the summer, trying to get a six-pack foot. Say I won't catch Cray slipping in the studio with like 3 a.m. Autograph that forehead with a Sharpie pen and an Instagram. Might swag out a fanny pack. I might bring the law back. Nobody wanna change the game, man. Y'all just want more trap. Okay, say I won't rap over bagpipes. Say I won't talk about that price. To know Christ and live life like a night, my last night. You about to switch up the program. I rock name brand, I rock no brand. My whole life go pro cam. I rap like I had no fans. No, they say you know, I say Vito, Danny DeVito, and El Pacino. Those are my people. Also, I'm rocking the Speedo. This that casino. You bet your revenue. Thinking you'll stop me. No, never not letting you. You must be high on that medical. Thinking I won't. Better know better. Know that I bet I do. Yeah. Kill him. Ooh.
Say I won't.
Why y'all scared to be different?
Say I won't.
Why y'all scared to be different?
Say I won't.
We them outsiders, that's just how we live it.
Say I won't.
And I bet I will. You can
say I won't.
I won't sell my shoes and take my kids to Chuck E. Cheese with the money. Say I won't bring my own bottle of Pellegrino to the movies with me. Say I won't. Look, I'm from an era of fast living and mass terror. Boys covered in cover girls like mascara. I don't need to keep a gun and a mask ever. I still make them put their hands up. Ask Derek. My road manager damage all of you amateurs sneaking up on a tour bus with a demo to handle us. When I was younger, I just wanted a chain. Now a chain of events has afforded a change. Yeah. See, I've been a rebel since back in the day. I don't follow the people. I follow the leader through valleys and shadows of death and I'm fearing no evil. So say I won't do it. Say I won't turn the music up and get to it. Won't come down each time all the way to daytime in an old school drop top Buick. And I'm getting maybe 8 or 9 miles to the gallon. Still feeling like a stallion. I got Andy riding shotgun with 30 gold chains on. Talking about he Italian. Say I won't go drop a double album and rap double time on all dubstep. And got no producers, just me rocking over beatboxing by Dougie Fresh. Say I won't.
Say I won't.
Why y'all scared to be different?
Say I won't.
Why y'all scared to be different?
Say I won't.
We them outsiders, that's just how we live it.
Say I won't.
And I bet I will. You can
say I won't.
Why y'all scared to be different?
I might do it.
What's up, y'all? I'm your host, Mike Bell. Thanks so much for joining me again for another episode of Press Podcast. Actually, this is the second episode. Well, it's actually the first week that we're having a second episode on Press. Y'all know what I'm talking about, man. We going to 2 episodes a week now. That's right. Press Podcast is on twice a week. I'm so glad that you came back and listened to this episode. We're going to go a little bit deeper into what I was hinting towards earlier in the week, man. I'm going to go right into it. You remember the story I was telling you about those 100 men at 25 years old who all started off at the same place in life. This was a statistic that by the time they got 65 years old, only 5 of them were successful. So what was it that made only 5 of them successful and the other 95 were not? We're going to get into what the secret to that was today and what that answer is. So first thing is not just the consistency. I told you last week that consistency was the key, but there's something else that these 5%, listen, This statistic represents 5% of our population that is successful. Only 5%. The rest of us are stuck in dead-end jobs. The rest of us are places that we don't want to be in life. Like, I like the way that Earl Nightingale defined success. And he defined it somewhat like this. I'm paraphrasing. He said that success was when you got to a place that you intentionally set out to go. In other words, success for those 5% of people may not have been being rich. Success could have been working at the gas station or running the gas station if that was your dream to start with. See, according to Earl's definition of success, when you go where you intended to go and you get there, that's success. It's not where you landed after life beat you up and now all of a sudden you're a bartender or whatever. But if that wasn't your goal to start with, you fell short. So why do so many people fall short is the question at hand. And I think the song that you heard answers a whole lot of that. The song you heard was Lecrae, and it was called Say I Won't, featuring Andy Mineo. And what this song is pointing out is actually the secret to those 5% success rates. Because think about it, 5% of our population, that means that 95% of us can't figure out how to get ahead in the richest nation in the world. What's wrong with this? Aside from all the conspiracy theories, aside from any of that stuff, I'm talking about the stuff that's within our control, the stuff that we have control over. What is going on when only 5% of us can figure it out? Here it is, the biggest thing that's hindering us is conformity. Just like he said in the song, why y'all scared to be different? 5%, 5 dudes out of 100 dudes made it. I guarantee you on everything I own that there were probably about 50 of those guys who thought about following after the 5%. But because the vast majority was going the mediocre route, they all wanted to belong. It's amazing. It's amazing. When I looked this up, I looked it up, Earl Nightingale, his speech, The Strangest Secret. So after I finished listening to this, and I'm like, wow, this is amazing. So I looked at the comments under this, and I lie to you not, one particular comment that I came across actually confirmed everything he said about that, because this person was upset that he said what he said about being different and about conformity, because they felt like, well, it's natural human nature to want to conform to our loved ones and be conformed to those that are around us. It's just natural human nature for us to not want to feel like or not want to make anyone think that we think we're better than them. So it's just natural human nature to conform. And I'm sitting here reading this like, that therein lies the problem. That is exactly what he said what the problem was. Everybody in that 95 percentile, they were content with being the same as everybody else. It's not until you make up in your mind that you're going to be different that you run into trouble. You thought I was going to say that you were going to succeed. It's not that until you make up in your mind that you're going to be different that you run into trouble. And quite honestly, you've got to be willing to take the flack. You've got to be willing to take being a cast off, being somebody who doesn't have all of their screws in tight. I promise you that those 5%, those 5% of people who are successful, who get where they want to be, those are the people who do things that seem irrational to the 95%. So if you spend your life trying to please everybody, if you're a people pleaser, then you'll never get where God wants you to go. Remember, be not conformed to the ways of this world, but be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. All this stuff goes back to the mind. Changing yourself means changing how you think. Because if you change how you think, you'll change the actions that you produce. So if you change the actions that you produce, you will then change the results that you get. It all sounds simple, but it becomes so very difficult. And we see it in our society, how so many people miss their opportunity for success. How so many people have convinced themselves that they can't make it. So many people have convinced, even if you started with adverse circumstances, even if you started from the bottom, even if you came up broke, if you convince yourself that you can make it, then there's nothing that you can't do. If you convince yourself that with the power of God and with His, by His grace, you can make it, you won't be able to be stopped. But I told you before, the biggest enemy is me, my inner me, right? This dude is talking to me inside my head. So I have to convince him. And if I can convince him, then we're good, we're golden. Nothing outside can stop me. If there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do me no harm. So this is the secret. This is the big secret of the 5%, that they were not willing to conform to what everybody else was doing. Watch what I tell you. If you were to decide that you were going to leave your place of employment and venture out, I don't know, to start a bakery, watch how many of your closest friends and relatives will tell you that you are absolutely stupid. It's true, because guess what? Another statistic said? It said when they asked men why they go to work every day, you know what the answer was? The vast majority, their answer was something like this: because that's what you're supposed to do. Because everybody goes to work. That was the answer. That was the motivation for getting up every morning and giving their time, trading their time for that little bit of money. That was their motivation. Because everybody goes to work. Everybody does work, but guess what? There are some people in this world, about 5% of them, I told you, that actually enjoy their work. There are 5% of the population who, if they didn't get paid to do what they do, they would still do it. Are you in that spot? If not, then I would venture to tell you that that's not where God ultimately plans for you to be. Does that mean you need to stop and quit it today? No, but it does mean you need to search your heart. And once you find what it is, don't be afraid to be different. Don't be afraid to do something that nobody else is. Just because, right, nobody in your family graduated from high school, that doesn't mean that you have to also be a high school dropout. That doesn't mean that you have to conform. Just because, or it could be the flip, just because everybody in your family got a PhD, it doesn't mean that you got to get a PhD. Somebody's parents gonna be mad at this, but it's cool. Just because your father got a PhD and his father got a PhD and their father and then so on and so forth doesn't mean that that's what God is calling you to do or you to be. Don't be afraid to be different. Because if you conform and you do what everyone else is doing, you're gonna get the results that everyone else is getting. I mean, when recession happened, there are some people, there's two extremes with the recession, because the recession really hurt the middle class. But there's two extremes with the recession that it had no effect on. The recession had no effect on poor people, because they were already in recession. There's no recession for poor people. It's kind of like join the club, you know? But then on the other side of the spectrum, those who were successful, recession had no effect on them either. It was only those in the middle who were trapped in this little middle place because they had not. They were fortunate enough not to be poor, but they had landed in such a place where they were just barely making it. They were not content with where they are. And when that thing, recession, came down, it wiped them out. On the other hand, the successful person, they weren't harmed. See, I heard somebody say this, and it was shocking. It was like, if you took everything that I have, and this was a successful person, if you took everything that I have, it wouldn't matter. All you would have to do is give me a few years, and I could have it all back. Why? Because I know what I did to get it, and I have become the person that I need to be to demand those things, to demand that type of pay. It wasn't something that was just given. It was a process that I went through. There were habits that I trained myself in. There's knowledge that I acquired that I didn't have previously, but I have now. So what I'm gonna say to y'all today is, don't be afraid to be different. And don't conform to the ways of this world. This is Mike Bell. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Press Podcast. I'll see y'all next week. And remember, what's the difference between winners and losers? Winners don't conform, and they're not afraid to be different. See y'all next week.